Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, the ninth day of March 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger with new information on government prior knowledge and involvement in 9/11. Joining us coming up in an hour and a half, Chris Pinto with his new film will be coming on the broadcast coming up in the third hour. And then Birgitta Jonsdottir, member of the Icelandic Parliament, fresh off their victory against the bankers, sending shockwaves politically and economically across the world, will be joining us from Iceland via video uplink in the last hour of this broadcast today. We're going to cover a ton of important news in the first hour and a half before Anthony Schaefer joins us, Colonel Schaefer. And we're going to also have open phones on any issue you wish to discuss. You know, they've got a bill to arrest citizens for any reason the president deems with no due process or no evidence of a crime, to secretly be held and, quote, interrogated with enhanced interrogation techniques, i.e. torture. I would hope that callers would want to call in and give me their take on that. They're also back with new amnesty, open border legislation, and a lot more. Here is the toll-free number to join us. 1-800-259-9231. But don't get mad when I cut you off after a minute, because I want to get more people involved on air. I'm doing a bit of a better job in the last year actually going to more calls, and when I do go to calls, moving through them as quickly as possible. 1-800-259-9231. Okay, where to start? Coming up, ID card for workers is at center of immigration plan. Wall Street Journal. Now, 3 years ago, with the last amnesty plan, that's what this was, a hemispheric North American Union SPP ID card, which legalizes the illegal aliens and then makes citizens have a federally issued ID card to be able to have jobs. And then if you haven't paid your taxes or aren't in good graces with the lordships that run our country, then they turn your card off. And Kurt Nemo's written a key article. Schumer Graham used immigration to push national biometric ID card, Infowars.com. And I dug into the archives to pull up this article from 2006 from Human Events, just to show you it's the same system they've been pushing all along. Are you ready for your North American Union ID card? And the last year they're running TV ads where don't just get a passport, get your new North American Union ID card that the Mexican, federal, here in this country, and the federal government in Canada are all issuing. So we're going to break that down today. Also, another key article up at PrisonPlanet.com, CNN lavishes coffee party with favorable coverage after a year of Tea Party demonization. It is openly run by a former New York Times PR operative and Obama operative. And I watched videos of it last night from CNN. It's a bunch of illegal aliens. Remember all the illegal aliens by the millions protesting? That's who she's organizing. They bring in a foreign group, a foreign force, give them all this free welfare, let them vote illegally all over the country, and now they're organizing them into an army to counter the American people. So we'll be breaking that down. Also on healthcare, ABC News gets it right. A complicated enemy is the headline. Obama seeks to vilify health insurers, gives them $336 billion check. The insurance companies wrote the legislation. So when Obama comes out and attacks them, that's to give it fake populist cover. Like, let's get those rich, greedy insurance companies. Let's give them more money of your tax dollars, make you buy it, and then cut the benefits you get and cut your Medicare and Medicaid. That'll get them, as the stock market, the stocks were health insurance companies explode. Look, we're really getting them. Their stocks exploding because they know they're getting all your money. They're also, the feds are moving to ban angling, fishing,
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got Birgitta Jones-Dottier leading the charge against the banker takeover, successfully saying, no, we're not paying you all this derivatives money from your scam that you designed to bring down Iceland. That even came out in government documents, just like it came out in McClatchy newspapers. That Goldman Sachs and others engineered the housing bubble while betting against it as a way to destroy their competition, make huge profits on the way up and in the bailout on the way down. All the major banks recording record profits, record bonuses, 2 years into the banking takeover. Meanwhile, I was on CBC Radio today, and the host had some author on who's saying there's no such thing as, you know, any government conspiracies. And the guy that came on to counter me just said, no, the banks are not engineering this, and there's no world government, and there's no evidence Diana was killed, and just countered everything I said by stating it's just not true. Doesn't matter if we have all the facts. Herman Von Rompuy is not calling for world government at the EU. Gordon Brown in England isn't calling for it. Al Gore isn't calling for it. Ban Ki-moon isn't calling for it. I am just basically a complete and total liar. And I told the talk show host and his cohort, I said, go ahead, just keep stonewalling. Just keep denying, because your listeners are going to hear you say there's no world government being formed by the banks and that they're not getting power out of this, and then they're going to read the newspaper separately admitting the banks are getting total power and setting up a world government. So we've got Jones, Dottier joining us in the last hour, Chris Pinto, and, of course, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger with key 9/11 information coming up today. On Friday, we got Jesse Ventura for a full hour talking about his new book that's now shipping from Infowars.com in hardcover. Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, American Conspiracies. And it is a powerful book that has gotten rave reviews from Playboy, Boston Herald, ESPN, Donnie Deutsch, Maxim, Fox Business News, The Daily Beast, and many others. And it covers everything from the assassination of Kennedy to Malcolm X to government narcotics trafficking to the banks imploding our society in Chapter 13, the Wall Street Conspiracy. The book is available for $19.95. It retails for $24.95. And no one is giving anybody a deal this good. You can get a free film, your choice of Loose Change Final Cut when you get the book for $19.95, or the Aaron Russo Reflections and Warnings, my final interview with him before he died. I made a documentary out of it. It's excellent information. Get one of these two films free with the book, a $44.95 value for $19.95 at the online video bookstore, Infowars.com. And I also want to thank one of our great sponsors today here on the show that's going to make this hour possible before I get into all the news and your phone calls, MySolarBackup.com. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own electricity supply. Here's how. Plug-and-play solar generators available from Solutions from Science. These portable power systems need no installation and supply household current whenever and wherever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, solar generators run directly from the sun and emit no fumes. It's like having your own electrical power supply, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. So go to MySolarBackup.com and request a free information package. You can also call toll-free, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. 70365, MySolarBackup.com. Okay. I'm going to do this because I promised to get to calls early in the broadcast today. So I started mentioning some of the news, but let me just read headlines to you. Then we'll take calls for 30 minutes or so. Or actually for the rest of the broadcast, 45 minutes or so in this hour. And then in the next hour, I'll do a news blitz in detail on these before Anthony Schaefer joins us coming up. U.S. sales taxes hit record high. Forbes. Not only is the federal government trying to pass all these taxes and increasing taxes, but it reports that record level of sales tax increases at state, county, and city level. And, of course, now all these states are passing food taxes on all the food you buy, hitting the poorest people. Just absolutely amazing on that front. Iowan kindergartner suspended for making a gun with their hand. The schools are prisons designed to get your children into the criminal or psychiatric or welfare system for doing things that aren't illegal or aren't even uncivil. All kids do this. You're not allowed to run, play dodgeball. You're not allowed to shake hands. They're taught how to be searched, how to have no rights. They're thumb scanned to get their school lunches. They write reports on their parents. The school laptops watch them at home. If you have your children in public school, you are totally insane. But see, they're bankrupting everybody. Your people are so poor, working so many jobs, most people can't help it. They take your property tax money and then use it to totally turn your children against you. To the little boy's mother, it was just a six-year-old playing around. But Mason Jammer, the kindergarten student at Jefferson Elementary in Ionia, curled his fist into the shape of a gun Wednesday and pointed at another student. School officials said it was no laughing matter. You are a prisoner. They suspended Mason until Friday, saying the behavior made other students uncomfortable, said Aaron Jammer, Mason's mother. School officials, not servants, officials, authorities. School officials allege Mason had displayed this kind of behavior for several months, despite numerous warnings. I do think it's too harsh for a six-year-old, said Jammer, who was previously warned that if Mason continued the practice, he would be suspended. He's six. He just likes to play. So see, the video games, the TV, the culture is all violence. There's that message, and you know, police tasering and killing people and troops slaughtering, that's all good. But then you draw a picture of a gun or bring a 2-inch G.I. Joe gun in your pocket. You get suspended. You get arrested. It's total mind control. And soon we'll be like England, where you'll be arrested. If you get mugged and you actually fight back, they throw the book at you. You're not allowed to defend yourself. You're not allowed to have burglar bars on your house in Oklahoma. You are prisoners. The government and the criminals that work with them want you disarmed and ready for them to have their way with you. Travelers file complaints over TSA body scanners. Documents obtained by the Electronic Privacy Information Center shows complaints have been lodged with the Transportation Security Administration over the use of whole body scanners at U.S. airports. Many foreign travelers are now avoiding the U.S., not wanting their naked body recorded. But the government doesn't care. They're announcing that they're hiring a former general to run the TSA, and they're now moving mobile TSA brain scanner and body scanner trucks out to be randomly used on highways and at sporting events to indoctrinate you and baptize you into total slavery. Continuing on financial news, we'll talk about this with the parliament member from Iceland coming up. Greece braces for more strikes and protests. As their pension funds are grabbed, as their Social Security is cut, as they lose their jobs, and as all the tax money they're now reporting has to go to the bankers, they may have to even give up their national treasures, their national parks, their islands. Everything must go to the private bankers who loan them fiat money backed up by the West. And continuing along that line, Fed to keep bank oversight. The Federal Reserve has beaten a move by Senator Chris Dodd to let the Senate have some oversight. That's in the Constitution. The Congress controls the issuance of currency and credit. But no, the Federal Reserve has won its battle to maintain singular regulatory oversight of America's major financial institutions. The Financial Times reported Sunday night Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd gave up the fight for a new super regulator over the weekend and proposed financial reforms this week that leave the Fed in control of big banks and the rest of the major Wall Street players, sources told FT. And the Federal Reserve openly gives itself trillions of our dollars, and it's all secret, and they won't say where it goes, but then it comes out that it's going to them as bonuses. And it's totally illegal, and that's just the way it is, because they're lawless crooks. And they're going to watch your kids on the government laptops, and they're going to train your kids to spy on you, and they're going to arrest your kids for no reason, and this is just how it is, because they also own the private prisons. And the IMF is in AP saying, you will pay your taxes to us. The new carbon taxes will be paid to us, and we don't care if your Congress won't ratify it. The BBC reports in a European-wide poll, almost 4 in 5 people around the world believe that access to the Internet is a fundamental right, a poll by the BBC World Service suggests. The survey of 27,000 adults across 26 countries found strong support for net access on both sides of the digital divide, a continued support of net neutrality and against censorship. Of course, the government doesn't care. Worldwide, they're moving to censor the Internet. Continuing here with the news, ladies and gentlemen. CNN lavishes coffee party with favorable coverage after a year of Tea Party demonization. This woman openly works for Obama. Before that, worked in public relations for the New York Times. That's who first wrote a big front page story about her. And they say she's an independent person who wants to fight government corruption by supporting the government and supporting amnesty. And she's now having rallies with the bust in illegal aliens. And we've got those videos posted up on Infowars.com in this article. So Obama openly organizing the illegal aliens against us, calling it the coffee party. We are launching the Real Coffee Party website tomorrow. RealCoffeeParty.com. It's not up yet. It'll be Infowars.com/RealCoffeeParty. As well will be a mirror of it. And it's just got the code of what the original Tea Party really was, founded by 9/11 truthers and then Ron Paul supporters. And even MSNBC admits that's who started it. And 2 months ago, I said we're launching a coffee party. I blinked twice, and 2 months passed, and Obama's launched a fake coffee party. So I even knew when we registered this over a month ago, I even knew they'd have fake coffee parties, so we said real coffee party. And so we're launching it to try to take over the tea parties, recapture them, and to try to defeat the fake devilish, illegal alien coffee party. We'll be right back.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG. Unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hi, this is Peter Krasnobel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krasnobel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krasnobel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
All right, coming up the next hour, CNN lavishes coffee party with favorable coverage after a year of Tea Party demonization. It's really the illegal alien party, the Obama party. We're going to be breaking that down and warning the people. Also, ID card for workers is at center of immigration plan, a hemispheric North American Union ID card for the American people, totally legal alien legalization, that's coming up. Another important report here, this is from ESPN by Robert Montgomery, their outdoors reporter. The Obama administration will accept no more public input for a federal strategy that could prohibit U.S. citizens from fishing in nations' oceans, coastal areas, Great Lakes, and even inland waters. But the big mass fishing trawlers from Japan and everywhere else, they can sit 12 miles offshore, and they're the ones that are overfishing in many areas, but you can't go out with your grandson and fish. You got to get a special federal license. They want you to have a passport to go out on the boat. I mean, this is total UN control of the waterways. So that is coming up as well. We will also get into all the latest police state news. The report of the new bill that we've been covering in detail, dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. This is unspeakably hardcore and tyrannical. But right now, for the rest of the hour, let's start going to your phone calls. Bert in Louisiana, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
I'm calling about last June 14th. My daughter passed away from swine flu up in Chicago. Well, we were up in Wisconsin. She got sick, took her to the hospital there. They supposedly took a swine flu test, came back negative. That night, they transported her from Chicago, from Wisconsin to the University of Chicago in downtown. Within 12 hours, she was on a respirator, and I never got a chance to speak to her again. But the point I'm getting to is when we arrived in Chicago at that hospital, they were supposedly taking a swine flu test, but they dropped the ball. 5 days later, I'm sitting in that room hugging on my daughter, kissing on my daughter, and they run in there and they tell me to get out, get out. She has swine flu. And I'm like, well, it's a little late for this, but the point I'm getting at is she had an underlying condition of sarcoidosis, okay? And when they got her there after the fifth day, they put her on 72 bottles of Perpetol in 72 hours, a bottle an hour. And after that, her organ shut down and she didn't make it. I believe wholeheartedly that they used her as a... And the Perpetol really is what killed my daughter.
Well, your phone cut out for a moment. Did you say they used her as a guinea pig?
Yeah, that's what I...
Because somebody...
I don't think you could give anybody 72 bottles of Perpetol. That's what killed Michael Jackson in 72 hours. And even the nurses started looking at me like, we don't know what's going on here, Mr. Campbell. And as a matter of fact, I talked to the head doctor there, and he was an Obama supporter. So, you know, I don't with my daughter, I didn't pay attention to that. But.
Well, Bert, let me just say this. We're very sorry for your loss, and I have children, and it causes me great pain and anxiety just to hear about a father losing a precious daughter. But let me just say this. Over 300,000 Americans, according to the federal government, die from bad drug interactions every year. Another 200-plus thousand die of hospital infections. And my father is an oral surgeon and a dentist, and he has told me my entire life, don't go to the hospital unless you absolutely have to. They are full of deadly bugs. The malpractice is incredible. They're understaffed. A lot of the nurses don't know what they're doing. And we hear these horror stories all the time. We know that this swine flu, we had a record low overall seasonal flu last year and this year. That's been reported by even the Associated Press and Wall Street Journal. Record low number deaths from the swine flu itself. And a lot of people did die from complications of Guillain-Barré and other neurological disorders from the swine flu shot. But in major medical journals, they said don't give the different anti-flu drugs to people that have this. It can actually trigger an autoimmune response in the lungs, similar to hemorrhagic fever, and cause the lungs to flood. And they have to go on a respirator, and they a lot of times die. The Tamiflu and other things that they know did nothing against the H1N1, but they still pushed it. And so it's just horrible to hear that she died from this. They told you she hadn't died from it, and they told you she had died from it. Who knows what the hospital did? They may have given her a swine flu shot without telling you. I mean, they all over the country gave elementary school students secretly the flu shot because they thought they couldn't explain it to their parents. And, Bert, I'm just really sad to hear this happen.
Hey, one more thing here. If there's any lawyer out there that wants to look into it, I think this would be a good case to show that it was a fraud on the American people.
How do people contact you?
At Bert Campbell at Bastrop of Louisiana here.
All right, buddy. God bless you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy 3, get 1 free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy 3, get 1 free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live just trying to get people to wake up and look around them and witness the corruption going on. Corruption going to seed. All the parasitic people in government and private corporations using the power of government to rob and loot and steal from the rest of us. And it's not going to get any better until we take our counties and cities and states and the federal government back from the New World Order. And that's what Iceland's doing. Coming up in about an hour and a half, we're going to have folks on from Iceland, actually in the last hour, come up in about 2.5 hours. We're going to have Birgitta Jones-Dottier, one of the leaders of the parliament who led the move to say no to Goldman Sachs and others that came in and designed the implosion of their economy. So that is coming up. On the subject of hospitals killing people, hey, if you got a broken leg, or you got a gunshot wound, or you get run over by a car, the hospital's great. And the miracles of modern medicine are incredible. But I have had two friends, close friends, who went in to have minor surgeries. In fact, I start thinking about it, it's more than two close friends. And they get an infection in the hospital, and they die. The hospital is a very dangerous place to be. and it's getting a lot worse. We should do a whole show on that sometime. 300,000+ deaths a year just from drug interactions. I watch these drug ads, and some of them are a minute long. They'll have 20 seconds showing happy people walking through a field because they're taking the drug, and then there'll be 40 seconds of some died during trials of the drug. Others have heart attacks, kidney failure, liver failure, may cause mania, may cause schizophrenia, may cause obsessive gambling, may cause... And you hear these ads, it's like a joke. I mean, they know the Gardasil shot has killed masses of people that took it. The live cancer virus shot to supposedly protect you from cervical cancer that only kills a few thousand people a day. A few thousand people a year, excuse me. And it's way down the line for cancers that kill people. Things like bone cancer, brain cancer, lung cancer that are big killers. And they say, no, we have this shot that, and then they admit on the drug insert that it doesn't even protect you from the human papillomavirus. And they say, you must take it. All schoolgirls must take it. Governor Perry says so. And then it turns out he just told the health department, the state health department, to make it be on the list of compulsory shots to attend school, which itself isn't a law. And by law, they're ordered to give you a waiver, but they don't. They lie to you and say it's the law. And then other states adopted it and said, you must take the shot. It's the law, when it was not the law. The same governments around the world using government-issued laptops to watch pupils at home in their bedrooms. The same government worldwide that's been taking blood for 37 years in a secret UN program from all children at birth, now declassified. Just a lawless group that does whatever they want, whenever they want. I'm going to go back to Guy, Dan, Chris, and others here in just a moment. We've got a lot of key news coming up the next hour before Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer joins us. But for the next 5 minutes, I wanted to bring a great sponsor on the air with us. He joins us once a month. He's Marty Schachter. He has the best and lowest price. And when I say that, it's 85% off supermarket prices for the dangerous detergents and petrochemical byproducts that they tell the public is soap. You walk down the aisle, your eyes start watering. It's 85% off that. Normally, organic soaps are more than the toxic garbage. But because you get it factory direct, you get 85% off. They've been around since 1947. That is the longest continually operating organic true soap company in the nation. And so I wanted Marty Schachter to give you his basic product line, give you his toll-free number and website. Marty, good to have you on with us.
Good morning, Alex. A pleasure talking to you and your listeners. I've always got so much information to share. What I need is an hour, but I know in 5 minutes we'll try to condense it down. What you didn't discuss or didn't mention was corruption in the chemical industry, in the so-called soap industry. Now, they're using the word soap, but they also eliminated the word before soap, and that word is synthetic, artificial, false, fake, ain't real, not natural. And all those terms were eliminated because of bad PR. But when they say soap, they don't mean real soap. They don't mean coconut oils and vegetable oils. They mean synthetic chemicals that are toxic, that outgas you, that you've got to wear a respirator when you go to the supermarket from all the fumes coming.
Massive, for those that don't know, massive studies have been linked to the huge upswing in asthma from the type of chemicals that are in hair care and lotions and different detergent-based soaps. I mean, we are just bathing in the chemical waste. But separately, I mean, we know their stuff's bad. Marty, tell folks about your products.
Well, we don't outsource. We don't pyramid. We don't, multi-level. We are factory direct. The products are all American. We only hire Americans there. We're an American company, started in 1947. My father and I, and we're doing very well. We have no complaints. We've got a lot of happy customers that not only use our products, not only like our products, but love them. We create love affairs with every user of pure soaps, all natural pure soaps, factory direct, no middleman, no wholesaler, no shipping clerks, no commissions, none of the things that mark up the product. We sell it direct. We're not talking about 100 items here. We're talking about four basic soaps: shampoo, bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap. And they'll do 100 jobs. Don't need all the wall wipe cleaners and floor cleaners and window cleaners and pre-soaks and woolen cleaners and all these chemicals and solvents and pastes that are impregnating all these chemicals. Don't need them. We've eliminated them. All we've got is happy, usable materials that clean perfectly. And then we're happy to share all this information with you. You can call us at 1-800-340-7091. Get a free catalog and have detailed everything that we've got. You can see us on the web, 5starsoap.com. That's 5starsoap, either the letter 5 or the number 5. And it's there. Call us for free catalogs. My whole family works here. My son answers the phone. My daughter answers the phone. I answer the phone. We're here to please you, keep you happy, keep you clean, keep you all natural. We're doing it. We've been doing it for a long, long time.
Well, Marty, Americans say they want U.S. jobs. That's why we have, like, Diamond Gusset super high-quality jeans made right here in the U.S. in Tennessee, gusset.com. We bring people, sponsors like yourself, the best organic soap out there, factory direct, 60-plus years in operation, and people save money. They support U.S. companies. People say they want this, but the average American still buys the Chinese slave goods full of melamine and poison. They need to start buying American-made quality products. 5starsoap.com. Give them the toll-free number again, Marty.
1-800-340-7091. Get a free catalog. Get all the information. We've got sampler products. We've got long usage products, 3-year, 4-year, 5-year, 6 years worth of packages so that you don't have to worry about it for years. Save over $1,000 a year just on your cleaning products.
Yeah, I think people should bypass even getting the catalog. They can look at it all at 5starsoap.com. Everybody should just buy the tote bag, the sampler bag that's a month's supply. For a couple people, it actually lasts longer than that in my household. Tell folks about the sampler tote bag.
Oh, it's a 6-pound package. It's got 4 bars of our pure soap, nothing like it. It's got a pint, 16 ounces, in a dispenser bottle of our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo, a 16-ounce dispenser of our liquid cream soap for pots and pans, utensils, pans, windows, floors. It's got 18 ounces and a little jar with a little tiny scoop of our granulated laundry soap. It's got a book of instructions covering all the products and all the other uses of the products. It's got a large nylon scarring pad to eliminate Ajax.
And it comes in a tote bag. But even better, you guys also, another product, you have great lotion that my wife just loves. Marty, one more time the number and give us the limerick for the day.
The number is 1-800-340-7091. 800-340-7091. A free call to change your life. And the limerick for today is: a limerick packs laughs anatomical into space that is quite economical. But the good ones I've seen so seldom are clean, and the clean ones so seldom are comical. For Alex, every line has been clean, not a word that's profane or obscene, or spelled in 4 letters that might pain our betters, or snafu, if you know what we mean.
All right. Marty, good having you with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you later in a month. Bye now.
Take care, buddy. All right. All right, I'm going to try to go to your calls now here because I got a bunch of news coming up that I want to hear from you. Let's go to Guy in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
All right, I wanted to bring to everyone's attention this article out of TrueSlant. Now, I suggest everyone go to Google right now and type in normalizing the police state and go to the first article. Now, in the article, it brings up several examples of, you know, all this police state news, such as old women getting tasered, you know, kids getting tasered for you know, drawing on the desk and things like that. But I want to bring to your attention that you brought up in the past about this advanced riot control agents. Now, you talk about...
microwave guns, sound cannons, everything.
Correct. And this article, it brings up out of the Penn State College medical research, they bring up, you know, dispersing in the air like Valium and Prozac and all this to, you know, quell the dissent.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the government's talking in the U.S. and Japan about putting lithium, an antipsychotic that's toxic, in the water because it doesn't break down for a long time and actually gets delivered to the nervous system. And, yes, I am aware the government's been doing studies of spraying Valium or other drugs into the air. I didn't know that was in an article. What's the title of the article, Normalizing the Police State?
Correct, and that's out of True Slant. And I just wanted to bring up at the very, it's probably the middle of the page, it talks about how they would disperse it in the air. And it would be that...
Are they saying it's good? Because in my experience, True Slant attacks yours truly about every week is an absolute George Soros-type operation.
Actually, no. This is whoever wrote this, I'm not sure who the woman is exactly, but...
Well, good for her.
Very against it.
So what do they say?
You know, they just bring up all, you know, some of the examples about the police state and how it's growing in America. But I just want to bring up how they would disperse it would be through artillery shells. It would disperse over, you know, it could scatter up to 152 canisters over 100,000 square foot area, dispersing chemicals and parachuting it down. So this is literally would be, you know.
Yeah, I see the report. I see the report, and I'm glad you called, Guy. Excellent points. Look, 3 years ago, the head of the Air Force, the civilian head, the Secretary of the Air Force, came out and said, under international law, we can't use microwave guns and sound cannons in war theaters. But if we start using it on our citizens, then we can argue in international court that it's not a tool of warfare. And yes, they've got taser drones, they've got nerve gas drones, they've got knockout gas drones. They're taking all our tax money and organizing the government in an offensive, predatory posture against the people. And it's just absolutely horrible that this is going on. But, yes, I do have the article now, and I do see the link to the university study on it. And this is all part of the Darth Vader uniforms. I told people 10 years ago that was about intimidation. And then 5 years ago, they had a law enforcement symposium, and a bunch of police chiefs, the Maryland police chief was one of them, said, yeah, we wear the black uniforms and masks to intimidate people and hide our identity. We're here to intimidate the people. You've got a lawless government robbing everyone. In every case in history, they hire a bunch of thugs and get them all hyped up that the people are the enemy. And then the government stages terror attacks against itself to make all the cops go into psychosis and feel sorry for themselves. And now they're out tasering old ladies and thumbprinting people to roller skate or skateboard and beating people up. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And they're going to take your pension funds too, cops. I know smart cops know that. And we're turning into a third world country from the richest, freest nation to the most enslaved overnight. And now CNN praises Mao Zedong and says he's great. The biggest mass murderer in history. Dan in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is about the aspartame and the gum and everything that you've been talking about.
Yeah, every grocery store I go, everywhere I go, I cannot find gum, sugar gum, without aspartame added, which is a chemical weapon.
Hold on. Check this out, okay? Go and check out. I don't want to do a placement of any gum kind, but
no, I don't care. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bubblicious Burst. That's okay, because I personally don't chew gum, but my wife does, so we really have researched this. Then also, Bubble Yum Bubble Gum, okay, doesn't have aspartame in it, and also Tic Tacs.
Yes, we get Tic Tacs for our children, you know, kind of like rewards when we're out shopping or something when they're good. As you know, it's like trained seals, but Tic Tacs don't have aspartame. At least they say they don't. But you try to get Trident gum. You try to get. I mean, literally, I cannot find it at the store without it. But I'm glad you found some. I was in a toy store last week buying my children some board games, and I noticed they had an end cap of Beeman's gum. That's like a 100-year-old gum company. And it didn't have any aspartame in it. I thought it was delicious. But I appreciate your call, Dan. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. He just dropped. Kyoto in Virginia, go ahead.
I have a question about Iceland. What do you think is going to be the consequence of them not paying the banks? Because I heard that they're not going to be able to borrow any more money and not join the European nation union.
The globalists will probably stage terror attacks there, or they'll probably poison or assassinate leaders. But the problem is the country's so awake and so angry, they're now openly talking about the New World Order, and they have the documents that Goldman Sachs engineered it. So when everybody wakes up, you can't just kill and intimidate people anymore.
Right. So how do we get that kind of movement going on over here?
Well, Icelanders are known for being really smart, involved, professional, cool people. Americans were once known as that. But Americans are played off by the left-right paradigm. Stay there. I'm going to try to break this down, Kyoto, on the other side. Then we'll go to Jim, James, and others. And then at the 8 after in the next hour, I'm going to start getting into all the news.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You just might be only a few meals away from anarchy. Look at the recent world events and even the economic crisis. The time to prepare yourself and your family is now.
Now, now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off on all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to ReadyMadeResources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through March 15th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends March 15th.
The last 2 hours and 52 minutes of this four-hour radio broadcast will be simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you don't have a membership, you fund this operation with your support. Plus, you get my book, Paul Watson's book, all my films in super high quality. We're premiering next month. Two new films, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Haven't done a Police State film in 9 years. And this is powerful, a year in the making. And Jason Burmes' new documentary film that is just unbelievably powerful. In fact, I saw a mainstream news article doing a review of it, calling it New World Order on Trial. That's a great way to put it, but it's a very, very important documentary titled Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. That will premiere Tax Day, April 15th at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I want to go back to your calls. Was it Jim I was talking to, John? Yeah, because I was going to go back to Bert, and I see that his call's been taken off the list. He dropped off. Okay, I'm holding the hold there. I wanted to try to answer his question. He was saying, how do we get a movement like that going here? What, you got 400,000 people, roughly, just shy of that, living in Iceland. Okay? And they're highly educated on average, one of the lowest crime rates in the world. And the banks came in and set up a derivative scheme with their government and basically leveraged them 10 times their GDP a year. That's a conservative estimate, to get control of the nation's resources. They come in with fiat derivatives, instruments they know are going to implode in value. They make money selling it to them. And then when the country collapses, the banks come in and say, we own you. And a year and a half ago, they were seizing Icelanders' bank accounts because the big banks there are Dutch, British, and U.S. owned, the three dominant. And you can search engine the term anti-terror laws or terror laws used against Iceland. And the British government would seize people's bank accounts and would seize government resources and tried to block food being imported into the country. Well, that made the public mad. For over a year, they demonstrated and rioted in some cases and took over banks and protested. And then the banks threatened to totally shut the country down. They said, fine, we don't owe you this money. And this weekend, they passed a referendum saying they're not going to pay them the money. It's not owed. And that the banks should be arrested. They're a bunch of Madoffs types. This is a major Western country saying no, identifying the criminality. Instead of paving the streets with gold for the corrupt oligarchs, the people are saying no to them. And the banks have now backed off. They said, okay, fine, fine. We already own enough assets in Iceland to pay this off. Turned out it was all a fraud. The banks didn't even need it. When I was on CBC radio today, nationwide, it was actually taped, it's airing tomorrow morning, they say, I made the point to them that the banks are getting more power, record bonuses, bragging that they engineered the crisis. And then they cut to the other guest they had on who just said I wasn't telling the truth, that the banks would never want to hurt the economy and that this isn't true. Well, it doesn't matter if the establishment sits up there and tells you the banks are loving and good and sweet and don't worry, they've got a plan for a world government to fix the global economic collapse. The people know who the enemy is. We've identified the banks. But in America, we're not as awake as Iceland because people are still fighting amongst themselves, Republican and Democrat, the divide and conquer balkanization of the left-right paradigm. But more and more, that's getting shattered. And so instead of worrying about the puppet Obama or the puppet, Senator Graham, let's talk about the actual criminal bankers.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.